the KBIA newsroom in Columbia. I'm Zia Kelly. Missouri House Speaker Todd Richardson says he wants to improve people's health while reining in costs as the next director of the state's Medicaid program. Richardson was announced Monday as director of the MoHealthNet division effective November 1st. The Republican from Poplar Bluff will be resigning about 2 months before his House term was scheduled to end. Richardson will be paid $225,000, more than both Governor Mike Parson and Chief Justice Zell Fisher. Richardson will be overseeing a $10 billion program that provides health care to about 940,000 people. Plans to build a trail connecting East Columbia neighborhoods to Central Columbia may be facing a roadblock. The Columbia Missourian reports that a lawsuit over land the planned trail would cross will continue into the end of the year, with a trial date to be set today. The city voted to construct the trail last February on a tract of forested land west of Old 63 and north of Stadium Boulevard. The nonprofit, It's Our Wild, that owns the land disapproves of the city plan. The case will be going to trial to consider the city's use of eminent domain to gain access to the area. The proposed trail would be about $2.8 million, excluding the cost of acquiring easements. The nonprofit purchased the land after the city council approved the trail construction, with the intention to preserve the lands as a natural forested area. The Missouri Republican Party says a miscommunication caused 10,000 voters in the state to receive mailers with incorrect information about when their absentee ballots are due. Ray Bozarth is the party's executive director. He tells the Kansas City Star that there was a miscommunication between the party and the vendor that printed the postcards. The mailers say mail-in ballots must be returned by October 30th, but they're not due until Election Day on November 6th. Bozarth says the mailers were sent to likely Republican voters as a part of the party's Get Out to Vote campaign. He says the mailers were corrected with information that will be sent out soon. Bozarth says the party has in the meantime directed people to the Secretary of State's website and a voter turnout webpage run by the Republican National Committee for the correct information. 10 MU researchers from the School of Medicine and the College of Engineering were awarded more than $300,000 in grant money through the university's partnership with the Coulter Foundation, the Columbia Missourian reports. The MU Coulter Translational Partnership Program brings together faculty from both medicine and engineering to do a joint research. MU is one of the 15 universities nationwide to offer the Coulter program, which started with a 5-year partnership in 2012 and was renewed in 2017 by university funding and grants. With the newest round of grant money, one team will be looking at ways to eliminate the need for patients to hold their breath during cardiac imaging exams. Another is working on a low-cost way to test testosterone levels, and the third is developing a way to freeze donated hearts to preserve them for longer before transplant. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.